So we had seen in the Netivot Shalom that Hashem was promising Yaakov, when you'll be in Mitzrayim, I myself will go down and take you out. I won't let the Jews fall beyond the Memtet Sharei Tumah. V'zot shuvat v'Yosef yoshit yado al hinecha. That's what Hashem was telling him when Hashem said Yosef will place his hand on your eyes. Kan emra tshuva l'chol ha'mtziut shechayam Yisrael. Here, God gave the answer to the whole existence of the Jewish people. Sherov yimehem begalut v'afela. That we know most of our history has been in a situation where we were in exile. We were in situations of darkness. Tchila begalut Mitzrayim. It began with our exile to Egypt. V'achakach b'chol adal galuyot shetemidem v'chashechot. It began with Mitzrayim, and then the four exiles that the common theme is we're always in the dark. That's our history. Throughout our history. Hatshuva lezeh, the answer Hashem gave Yaakov about this future that the Jewish people had to look forward to, the answer was hidden in the verse, V'Yosef yashit yado aleinecha. Yosef will place his hands on your eyes. Kmo she'etzel Yosef, just like by Yosef, achal she'ala legdula, after he went up to greatness, v'nasa melech al Mitzrayim, and he became king over Egypt, nitgala, what became revealed from Yosef's becoming king? She'kol ha'yisurim she'avru alav, that all the difficulties and the afflictions that passed over him, hayu emtza'im, they were all, how do you translate emtza'im? The means, right, the means to the end. They were all emtza'im, they were all means la'matara, to the purpose, la'vio el kol ha'gdula hazot, to bring him to all that greatness. Everything he went through, being sold as a slave, sold naked, sold down to Egypt, being bought for prostitution, being alleged that he did improper things with his master's wife, sitting in a dungeon for 12 years. Everything was leading up to Yosef's rescuing the world. Yosef's being the king of Egypt. Liot molech al eretz Mitzrayim, to Yosef's being king over Egypt, shaita malchut ha-moshed pekipa b'kol olam, that at that time, they were the international power. They ruled over the world. And there was no way Yosef could attain that, lulei kol ha-yisurim, had it not been for all the afflictions, v'atzarot she'avru alav, and the trying times that passed on him. Ken hu gam b'chlalut am Yisrael. So too, with regard to the people of Israel, she'ovrim kol kach harbe tzarot, that the Jewish people endure so many difficult situations, v'gashmiut v'uchniut, both in their physical and their spiritual lives, אבל הכל מיועד להביא אל המטרה שיהיו העם הנבחר. Everything is to that end that they will ultimately be the chosen nation. הדוגמה של יוסף, that example of Yosef, הציור על כל מציאותו של עם ישראל, that's the painting that reflects the whole existence of the Jewish people שסובלים כל כך הרבה בכל הדל גלויות, that suffer so much in their four exiles, ועולה על כולן הגלות האחרונה, and we know the last galus is worse than all the old predecessors. כמו שאמרו חז'ל, like our sages said in the Medrash, על פני תהום, the Medrash says, the verse in the beginning of the Torah, ורוח אלוקים מרחפת, והארץ הייתה תוהו, ובוהו, וחושך, על פני תהום. תוהו is the first exile, ובוהו is the second exile, חושך is יוון, על פני תהום, זו מלכות הרשעה, מלכות אדום. That's the wicked kingdom, the evil kingdom of Edom. כתהום הזה שאין לו חקר, just like the depths, you look into the abyss, you can't see how far it goes down. כך גלות זו נראית כאילו אין לה חקר בסוף. So to this exile seems like there's no end. התשובה לכל זה, the answer to all of this is, כי ישראל הם העם הנבחר, the Jewish people are the chosen nation, שעליהם לתקן את כל הבריאה. We have to fix this whole creation, planet Earth. ובכל מה שעובר עליהם, and whatever passes on the Jewish people, נפעלים כל העת דברים גדולים, והכל מביא לקראת הטוב. Great things are really happening, and it's all going towards a great end. We're progressing. We're getting there. It's like when a guy goes out on the shidduch date, comes back and says, it stunk. So they tell him, yeah, but remember Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman in Breslov, they quote, as having said, every shidduch gets you one step closer to your wife. So you had to pass that. It stunk, it stunk. You obviously had to pass that date. וכדברי צדיקים על הפסוק ושוב השם שיבת ציון היינו כחולמים, like the tzadikim say on the verse, when Hashem returned, the returning of Zion, we were like dreamers. What does it mean we were like dreamers? Hainu ke Yosef ba'al ha-chalamot. We were like the great dreamer, like Yosef. Sha'az yiru ech kol ha-chavalim de me'ikin Hovilu likrat tachlit atov. Then everyone will see all the how all the afflictions were leading us to this essence of good, which is where we're headed. And Bezlachem, tomorrow night, we'll finish the Netivot Shalom and Parsha.